We posed a challenge to music and culture writer Khelif Hassana of The New Yorker magazine. We asked him to pick three tracks that showcase why Michael Jackson wasn't just an extraordinary artist, but a legendary one. And his list might surprise you. Mr. Hassana joins me from New York. Welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, how tough was it to come up with just three songs to represent Michael Jackson?
You know, with a lesser artist or someone whose career had been maybe smaller or less influential, it might have been difficult because you might have tried to go for the three definitive tracks. Considering all that Michael Jackson has done, I gave up immediately. I said, there's no way to sum him up. So here are three interesting tracks that allow you to say something interesting about Michael Jackson, but I would never, ever want to make a list of the three greatest.
All right. Well, let's start with the first one for now. This is the opening track to his landmark album, Thriller. Want to be starting something.
Part of what I love about this song is it's such an amazing overture for the album that seems to be doing everything at once. It starts with this kind of hip-hop, electro, breakdancing-inspired beat. It turns into this kind of paranoid, freaked-out narrative. From there, it goes into, it gives some self-help advice, you know. And then by the end, it's kind of turned into this joyous affirmation with a chorus at the end that's borrowed from Manu Dibango, the Cameroonian pop star, who's actually the person who coined Mama Ko, Mama Sa, Mama Mako Sa.
Let's hear a little bit of that. And this is the Manu Dibango version.
Yes, this is Sol Makossa by Manu Dibango, which was a huge worldwide hit starting in 1972, which Michael Jackson borrowed and adapted for this song. So it's just so overstuffed and it's so joyful and it's so audacious that this would be the opening track on a record is crazy in a great way.
Okay, great first song. Second on your list of Michael Jackson's most brilliant moments, you're going back to Thriller again, this time with Human Nature. I'm surprised at that choice.
Well, part of what I love about Human Nature, which on some days is my favorite song from Thriller, is that it feels like a love song. When he keeps saying why, there's a certain yearning, there's a certain lust there. But when you listen to the lyrics, it pulls in a totally different direction. When he says, if this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite, he sounds either like some kid who's been locked up and wants to finally go out, or he sounds like, you know, a vampire hungry for blood. So there's this weird virgin vampire thing going on in the lyrics. Part of what was so interesting about Michael Jackson was that he was slightly estranged from this very central R&B tradition of, you know, what they call baby-making music, the love song. And when you think about so many of his greatest moments, a lot of them are about anything or everything besides love, except love.
Finally, Khelif Hassana, in your list of Michael Jackson's top three songs, you picked a relatively recent track, Heartbreaker, from 2001's Invincible. This was never a hit, never even released as a single. What does this tell us about Michael Jackson's style?
I picked this song, Heartbreaker, from his last album, Invincible, not necessarily because it's the greatest Michael Jackson song of all time, but just because it illustrates the fact that even late in his career, he was still doing interesting things. He made a lot of this record with the producer Rodney Jerkins. He was experimenting with some really interesting, complicated rhythms. He was trying to figure out how to be in dialogue with what was going on in the radio and on in R&B music at that time. I guess I like this song just as an example of one of his lesser achievements that is kind of ripe to be rediscovered.
And that album, Invincible, turned out to be his last album. Michael Jackson, of course, was planning a series of comeback concerts. Do you think he still had some brilliance left in him?
Yeah, I think part of what was a little frustrating about watching him was that it seemed so obvious and so easy to think about what he needed to do. I mean, when people talk about a comeback, they weren't even necessarily talking about, oh, you've got to make another blockbuster album. They're just talking about we want him to get back on stage and sing the songs that he loved and that we all loved. And in a sense, it's sad that he never got to do those concerts, that he never got to, you know, move to Vegas and spend 5 years doing what Cher or Bette Midler or Celine Dion does, you know, having a theater named after him and performing every night. Because it seems like, in a sense, that's something that he would have loved to do and that people would have loved to see.
Kelefasana is a staff writer for The New Yorker, where you can find his latest piece on Michael Jackson. Kelefasana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'd like to know your three favorite Michael Jackson songs. Go to npr.org and join the conversation on this story's comments section.